position seemed hopeless. The mountain men were trapped like mice in a bucket. With their excellent rifles, the Indians could hold the surrounding hills and pick the white men off one by one. The only cover in the valley was the tall, dry grass and a thicket of dead brush on the hillside. Kit was not yet 26, but instinctively, he took command from Captain Gale. "Get your men into that brush along the wounded and animals," he shouted. Then, to his own men, "Pour lead into them engines. Keep their ponies heat up so they can't get aim." Kit knew Indians' ponies, and he was beginning to know the back feet. After a fast run, half-broken ponies would be wildly excited. A few well-paced shots would draw blood, and the smell of it would make them unmanageable. No Blackfoot would risk losing his pony by dismounting to take aim, and from the back of a plunging animal, it was impossible. The Kit Carson men fired and reloaded in relays until Captain Gale had his battered party and the animals concealed in the thicket. Then, they backed slowly toward it themselves.